Two Ways to Count to 10. Retold by Francis Carpenter.
Can being clever ever be enough to win a test of speed, size, or strength? You are about to read a pair of fables about contests. Two Ways to Count to 10, retold by Francis Carpenter. And The Race Between Toad and Donkey, retold by Roger D. Abrahams. In each of these tales, a character who is small but clever hopes that his brain power will make up for his size. Read along to find out what happens.
Old Tenko has come. The teller of good tales is here. The news spread quickly through the Liberian village and in the faraway back country. Men, women, and children came running to the Palaver House, the big talky-talk hut which had room for them all. Everyone in that village knew old Tenko, the teller of good tales. Everyone there enjoyed his exciting stories. Whenever he wandered into their cluster of grass-roofed huts, they made him welcome.
Aye, I'll sing you a story, Tenko said that day when he had finished the bowl of soup they set before him. It will be a strange tale from the long ago. He arranged his white robe and settled himself cross-legged on the earth floor. The old man placed a very small gourd drum in his lap, and with his bony brown fingers, he began to tap lightly, lightly upon it. I had this tale from my grandfather, he began. He, too, was a great teller of tales. What would the tale say to us, Tenko? The head man of the village was speaking. He had squatted down on the ground, close to the old man. It will say there is more than one way to count to 10. It will also tell how, if you can guess the right way, you can even get yourself a king's daughter for your wife. The people in the talky-talk house nodded to one another. They smiled. It was as if they were thinking, this will be another good tale. But no one spoke. In silence, they waited for old Tenko to tell a story. The little drum on the old man's knees soon began to whisper. Tap, 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 tap. And Tenko, in his soft singing voice, told this strange tale. In the long, long ago, animals were not so different, one from the other. Oh, they had different shapes, just as they do today. But they lived together in friendship and peace. Like people, those of one animal tribe sometimes took their wives from those of a different tribe. Like you and me, in those times beasts could talk. And like people, they had a king to rule over them. In the place of this story, the leopard was king. Rich he was, beyond telling. Mighty was he in his power over the other beasts. All the animals obeyed him. Whom shall I name to rule after me when I shall die? King Leopard said one day to his pretty daughter. I must find one who is wise enough so that he can rule well. Yes, my dear daughter, I must seek out the cleverest beast in our jungle land. I shall make him a prince. He shall have you for his bride, and to me he shall be a son. King Leopard was pleased with his idea, and he planned a great feast. His royal drums carried word of it far and wide through the jungle, and all the animals came. There were good things to eat. There was plenty to drink. The drums beat. And the guests at King Leopard's feast danced for 3 days. At last, the king called them to make a huge circle. Stepping into its center, he called his pretty daughter to come to his side. Then he spoke in a loud voice.
Listen to my words, friends, he cried. Some day I must die. Some day another king must rule in my place. I will choose him now from among you, so that he will be ready.
There was a murmur of wonder all through the crowd. The king had to order them to be quiet.
I shall seek the cleverest among you, for your king must be wise. I shall name him prince. He shall be to me a son and to my dear daughter a husband. He shall share all my riches. And when I die, he shall be your king.
Shouts came from the eager guests at the king's feast. No doubt each animal hoped that the good fortune would be his. Then King Leopard held up his hunting spear.
Look at this, my people. Watch.
And he flung the spear far up into the air.
With this spear I will test you, he went on. He who would be our prince must throw the spear toward the sky. He must send it so high that he can count to 10 before it drops down to earth again.
There was a buzz of talk among all the animals then.
This would not be so hard to do, they thought. One after another, they came forward to try their skill. Each jungle beast danced before King Leopard and his pretty daughter. Each one sang a song that told how well he would rule if he were chosen. First to try his luck was the elephant. He was so big that he could push all the other beasts out of his way. I must be first, he said to himself. This task is too easy. Almost any one of us can do it. The elephant danced clumsily. He was very big and his body was heavy. Then, with his trunk in the air, he trumpeted all the fine deeds he would perform if he were prince. The great beast threw King Leopard's spear up into the air. 1, 2, 3, he began counting. But he spoke slowly, as he did everything else. An elephant cannot easily hurry, you know. Before the elephant had said 4, the king's spear had dropped to earth. The proud beast hung his head so low that the tip of his trunk dragged on the ground. He knew he had failed. Next came the bush ox. His wide gray horns swept the other beast to the side. I'll throw the spear up to the sun, the huge animal sang while he danced. I'll be a strong husband for King Leopard's daughter. The bush ox picked the spear up in his mouth. With a mighty toss of his great head, he flung it far, far above his spreading horns. 1, 2, 3, 4. The bush ox counted more quickly than the elephant. But he too was slow. Before he could say 5, the spear was down on the ground. He went off, ashamed, into the deep jungle. The chimpanzee was 3rd. He jumped up and down in a merry dance, and King Leopard's daughter laughed at his antics. He beat his hairy chest with his 2 fists, and he sang of how much he would like to be king in the leopard's place. The young ape rose up straight on his hind legs. He held the spear in 1 hand, just like a man. With a twist of his long arm, he threw it up toward the sky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, he chattered as fast as he could. The watching animals held their breaths. Surely, with such a quick tongue, the chimpanzee would make the count. But he did not. He had not even said 8 before he had caught the spear once more in his hand. One by one, other animals tried to count to 10 while the spear was still up in the air. One by one, they all failed. It seems I must look somewhere else for a prince to rule when I am gone, King Leopard spoke sadly. Then out from the crowd stepped an antelope. Beside the elephant, the bush ox, and even the chimpanzee, the young deer-like antelope seemed puny and weak. His legs were long, yet so slender that it was almost a wonder that they would hold up his body. But the antelope spoke bravely. Let me try to throw your spear, O king, he cried. I would like well to marry your pretty daughter. Ho, ho! The other animals burst into laughter. How could such a weak creature fling the king's spear high enough to say more than 2 or 3 words? How ever could he hope to count up to 10? But the antelope would not be turned aside. I wish to try, he insisted. And King Leopard nodded his head. He had promised a fair trial for all who wished to take part in this contest. Who can say what any creature can do until he has tried? The king spoke to the crowd. The antelope may throw the spear. So the other beasts were moved back to give him room. When the antelope, on his slender legs, danced before the king, the leopard's daughter cried out with pleasure. No one could deny that his steps were more graceful than those of the elephant or of the bush ox or the chimpanzee. Then the antelope threw the spear. With a toss of his head, he flung it far up into the air. Before it could fall to earth, the clever beast called out 2 words. 5, 10, he cried. I have counted to 10. King Leopard did not say how the count should be made. The leopard laughed then. He nodded his royal head. No, I did not say how the count was to be made, he agreed. And as everyone knows, one can count by 5s as well as by 1s. The antelope has won the contest. He has proved he is the cleverest of you all. He shall wed my dear daughter. He shall be king when I am gone. The other animals stared stupidly at the winner. They did not understand yet what had happened, but they could see that the antelope had outwitted the king. At the wedding feast that King Leopard gave for his daughter, they all cheered for the antelope, their new prince. Old Tenko put his drum down in his lap. Remember this tale, friends, he said to the crowd in the talky-talk hut.
Do not forget that it is not always the biggest nor the strongest, but sometimes the cleverest who wins the prize.